ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। क्वचित् भद्रे नामयम् आत्मनस्ते इच्छायासि ज्ञायते सम्मुखेन आगच्छै भवतीम् अन्तरालीम् दूरे बन्धुम् शोचसि पञ्चनाम्ब प्रचीन भद्रे अनामायम् आत्मनस्ते विच्छायासि म्लायसि सम्मुखेन आलक्षसि आलक्षये भवतीम् अन्तराधीम् दूरे बन्धुम् शोचसि पञ्चनाम्ब क्वचित् भद्रे अनामयम् आत्मनस्ति विच्छायासि ज्ञायते सम्मुखेन आलप्सये भवतीम् अन्तराधीम् दूरे बन्धुम् शोचसि पञ्चनाम्ब। धर्म उवाच धर्मराज इन्क्वायर क्वचित् वेदर भद्रे मेडस अनामयम् क्वाइट हेल एंड हर्ट आत्मना सेल्फ दे अनटू यू विच्छाया असी appears to be covered with the shadows of grief. Mlayata, which darkens. Isap, slightly. Mukhena, by the face. Alapkase, you look. Bhavatin, unto yourself. Antarādhīn, some disease within. Dure, long distance. Bandhu, friend. Shoshati, thinking of. Kanchana, Tama, Amba, Umala. Dharma, in the form of both, asks, Madam, are you not pale and hearty? Why are you covered with the shadow of grief? It appears by your face that you have become black. Are you suffering from some internal disease, or are you thinking of some relative who is away in the distant place? Actually, the sound, when I was in the New Vrindavan, or Kirtanananda Maharaj purchased one cow without cup. Yes. So that cow was actually crying because the cup was taken away for slaughter. It is not that they have no soul, they cannot understand, they have no feeling, but they are helpless. Everything is there. The butchers, the cow slaughterer, all their supporters, they say wrongly that the animal has no soul. This is a rascal philosophy. Why animal has no soul? The question is. Here Yamaraj is addressing the cow as Amba, mother. Why you are so unhappy? From your face it appears. Yamaraj was foolish man, that he is addressing a cow as mother. This is civilization. It doesn't matter. Man is appearing as a cow or a man or a dog or a demigod or a civilized man, uncivilized man. One who knows that the soul is there. Unless there is soul, how Yamaraj is asking the cow, it appears that you are very much bereaved. So what is the cause, mother, of your bereavement? So this culture, if Yamaraj is asking a mother, without any soul, no. Everyone has soul. The rascals do not know it. One has to become Pandit. Pandita Samadarshana. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said. So those who are actually learned, they know. They know that one may be a living entity, one may be a tree, one may be an animal, one may be a cow, one may be an elephant. One may be a learned Brahmin, scholar, one may be a chandala, untouchable. Everyone is a soul. Pandita samadarshana. Vidya vinaya sampanni brahmani gavi hastini sunite cha sapati cha pandita samadarshana. Pandita one is learned, he knows that all of that animals, trees, plants, or human beings, or demigods, everyone is a spirit soul. Now, they are simply encased in different bodies according to different causes. The soul, part and parcel of God, wanted to imitate God's supremacy, and they wanted to enjoy, but in the spiritual world, there cannot be second enjoyer. The only enjoyer is Krishna. Bhoktaram sadguru, bhoktaram sadhyatkaram sadguru. He is the supreme proprietor, supreme being. In the dictionary you will find the supreme being. Supreme being means nobody can be equal to him, nobody can be greater than him. That is means supreme. So how one can become an imitator of Krishna? That is not possible. That imitation is possible here. It is material. Because they are all rascals. So one rascal may claim that I am God. Imitation. But as soon as he claims like that, any intelligent man knows that he is a rascal. That very person will establish that he is a rascal. Nobody can be God. God is one. And religion is also one. If God is one, then how religion can be different? There is a state law. If the state is one, the law is also everyone. Now the ordinary law, especially kick to the right, if somebody says, no, this is Christian law, and Hindu law kick to the left, will it be accepted? If I say I am Hindu, I am coming from India, my law is kick to the left. In India, the same thing, kick to the left. And many other countries. So here, because all these laws are made by rascals, in some country it keeps to the left, some country it keeps to the right. And which is correct, and that is unknown. That is unknown. Therefore, for the foolish person, this is Hindu religion, this is Christian religion, and this is Mohammedan religion. Religion is what? How it can be Hindu religion, Hindu Christian religion? No. Religion is one. God is one. Therefore, religion is one. Because religion means the law or the order given by God. That is it. Simple definition. Therefore, Krishna says, sarva-dharmān paritrajya, māmikaṁ saraṇaṁ. That māmikaṁ saraṇaṁ vaja, surrender unto me, that is religion. So one has to surrender. Either he is a Hindu or a Christian or a Mohammedan, he has to surrender. That is religion. One cannot say that because you are professing Christian religion, we haven't got to surrender to God. Will anybody say, will any Christian will say like that? Or any Hindu will say like that? Or any Mohammedan will say like that? No. Everyone has to surrender to God. That is it. Therefore, in the Bhagavad, we will find the verse. Sabai pumsan paro dharma yato bhakti radho khaji. That is first class religion, which is teaching the followers to understand the Supreme. The Supreme man cannot see. He cannot see, therefore Supreme's name, another name is Adhokhaya, beyond the perception of your experimental knowledge. That is called Adhokhaya. Adhaptita akhaja jnanam yata. By your experimental knowledge, you cannot understand. The same thing. But if you say, I do not see the President of the United States, therefore, I do not believe this law, 50-50. No. If you don't believe, that is your business. But as soon as you violate this law, immediately you are at that business. You have seen the President or not seen, it doesn't matter. The law will act. Similarly, you believe in God or do not believe in God, it doesn't matter. The God's order, the God's law will work on. And for this purpose, the material energy is there. So here it is said, Jamaraj is inquiring the cow because he is very much threatened by the butcher. The butcher was ready to kill and she was trembling. So Jamaraj is asking, Pachit Bhadri, Panamayam, Atmanaste. It's like we ask some friend or relative that I think you are all right. The same thing is being inquired. Why you are appearing so much bereaved? What is it? All of faith, it appears that you are within, very sorry. All of faith, bhavati, anturadi. Some distress within yourself. Dure vandham sochasi, Because in this material world, we are always distressed. It is not that we are happy. There is an illusion. That is not fact. We are always distressed. So, there are three kinds of distresses: adhyatmik, adhibhautik, and adhidaivik. Here it is inquired that bhavatim antaradhim. Adhi and antara means within the body or within the mind. So, are you suffering some pains on account of your body or mind? This is called adhyati. Adhyati means the body. The body and the mind. That's called adhibhauti, sufferings offered by other living entities, and adhidui. Adhidui means sufferings offered by the demigods. Just like famine, pestilence, earthquake, you have no hand. You may be very big scientist, but when he is trembling of the earth, God save us. Even that is Sputnik, our scientist, very scientist. What is that? Sputnik, they are asking God's help. What is the story? You can a little explain. When they are in danger, they pray to God for safe and sound. But when they go to the main plant, we are scientists. Just see how much police there. When they go to the moon planet, at that time, God give us permission, we may go. No. We are scientists. We don't care for God. But when they are in danger, God save us. Just see what kind of scientist they are. This is practical. I am very glad that our Dr. Sanu Damodar has mentioned this in his book, Scientific Basis of Krishna Consciousness. So, that is the fact. And there is a version of Tulsidas in Hindi. It is said, Sukshe sab hari bhaje. Dukshe sab hari bhaje. Sukshe bhaje koi. Or, Sukshe agar hari bhaje, to duk kahan se hoi. It is very nice instructive. The instruction is that when one is distressed, everyone remembers God. Duk se sab hari vaj, some means all. At that time, just like in the last war, second last war, when everything was in danger, Mr. Churchill started this movement B, and they were all going to churches. The situation is very grave. And in Germany, especially, because war was very going on very seriously, so there was no men. So all the women, they went to the church and pray God. Somebody, woman means husband, son, or father, prayed, let my father come back, or my husband come back, or my son. But nobody came back. So they become atheists. This is the version of my one German God brother, friend. So he said that all of them became atheists. Why? Because they prayed so much to get back their husband or son or father, nobody came back, then there is no God. This is accomplished. That means God is our order supplier. God is our servant. Just like ask my servant or my disciple to do this, and he must do it. We cannot accept God like that. God is neither going to be your servant. So those who are going to religious life, making God as a servant, really value. You must approach God as master. You should become servant. The so-called religion is, they accept God as their order supply servant. I must pray to God. Whenever there is some inconvenience, I must pray. Or I must not master. At that time I shall pray. And then I shall finish the prayer, and God must supply. If God does not supply, then there is no. This is general attitude. But that should not be done. Real religion is, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, is sarva-dharma anupavittasya mam kinga. First of all, surrender. Then talk of mercy and this or that. Also, although God is very merciful, those who are simply asking from God, not prepared to give anything, God is merciful even though he, therefore, he has given this field. Alright, if you want to become another God, competitor of me, you live in this material world and begin your life as Brahma. I give you the first class terms. And then gradually you become the worm of this tool. This is called karma kanda. First of all, you get a very opportunity. Just like you Americans, you have got good opportunity. Simon Tanis mentioned that you have wealth, you have got education, you have got beauty, janma isajya, and heritage also. People outside your country, they know, oh, he's American, he's very advanced. You have got respect. So, this is due to pious life. If one is pious, he gets all this opportunity. Janma is just sutta sri. This is, janma means to get birth in high family, aristocratic family, or to become the members of a big nation. This is called janma. Janma means birth. And oishajya, opulence, money. Janma is just sutta, oishajya and sutta. Sutta means education. And sri means beauty. These four things are outcome of previous pious life. So you have got this opportunity. You have got. Now, utilize these assets of life. Nice birth, opulence, beauty, education, for Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, you take the chance of Brahma and then go become the worm of his tree. The law of karma is like that. So one who is opulent in this life, they should be very much careful that by the grace of God, I have got this opportunity. Now, the opportunity should be utilized to advance in Krishna consciousness, means to understand Krishna. That is it. If anyone understands Krishna, then Krishna, you are the greatest. God is great, we have heard so many times from so many people, but what is God we did not know. Now we understand that Krishna. So you can give yourself simply to Krishna consciousness, simply by thinking of Krishna, then your life is successful. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you very much. Yeah.